Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
What if he comes back?
Buy ice cream.
Buy some ice cream.
Get one of those Tweety Birds with the gum nose.
Or those Bozo bars. You remember the Bozo bars?
Ooh, or a Chaco Taco.
Oh, or a Ninja Turtles bar? Holy fuck. They always looked like they always look retarded because they never could get the eyes right. They were like all like stunted and fucked up.
I think they got a Pikachu one now, too.
Oh, God, the Pikachu one is delicious. It tastes like dicks.
Or you get a Bomb Pop.
Oh, fuck yeah, Bomb Pops.
You mean putting down half a gallon a night of sangria?
I feel a little bit flighty, you know what I mean?
Like you're going to get up and dance your shoes off.
I might have me a fourth glass. That's a thing that might happen.
Now you sound like my mom.
I might just cut loose. Tonight might be the night, maybe, that I cut loose.
You're going to Kevin Bacon all over that living room.
You gonna do it?
Oh, we'll find out now, won't we? Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. The number one internet radio show in the world, in the universe, right, Travis? Number
That's
one!
Right. That's right. The only internet radio show.
Phone number to call 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. Oh, well, I'm Mike. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mike.
I'm joined by my co-hosts, Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
No Drunk tonight. Drunk will not be joining us. He's going on another business trip.
I have a feeling Drunk is already here.
In spirit?
No.
Oh. I see what he did there. Did you see the thing? Well, yeah, you saw the thing. You pointed it out to me with the alligators. What's going on with the alligators now?
Apparently they're shitting in beers.
Now, do you think that's like one of those things that they do, like, you know, they make the cool beers that, like, They had a beer that had, like, blood in it or something, like, you know, for Halloween or something. Like, they made alligator shit beer so that, like, you know, you could get the medulla oblongata or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about, right?
You know,
the novelty beers.
Yeah, but if you wanted to, like, get the strength of an alligator, why would you eat its shit? That's kind of something that the alligator killed.
But how does the shit get into the beer is what I'm... Unless you put it there purposely.
Apparently they left out the ingredients and alligators like shit all over the ingredients. They just threw it in the bucket.
What do you mean they left out the ingredients? Like out by the lake?
Yeah, by the alligators.
They just left it out there?
Yeah, for the alligators.
Like, to dry?
Yeah, so that it could ferment, you know, with all the alligator shit.
And where was this? This was like in Zimbabwe or something?
Mozambique, I think.
Is that where Jay from the Squarehead Kids is going? Is he going...
I'm not sure where he's traveling in that area, in that region.
So the beers are killing people. What was it, 65 people died?
Yeah, I think it's getting up to 70 people are dead, and they don't have the hospitals to, like, care for everybody that ate the alligator shit beer.
Well, I mean, how would you even treat that?
Is there a hair of the dog, man.
You just keep... Keep eating alligator shit until, yeah, like, you're immune to it?
Yeah.
You just do a little bit at a time.
Yeah, just a little bit at a time, and then you...
eat alligator shit to excess. You just want to eat a little bit.
No, you want to eat a whole bunch of it. That way, you're immune to alligator bites. That's how the flu vaccine works, right?
Well, obviously we have a whole lot to talk about.
No, we don't.
I mean, we do. We got a ton of stuff to talk
all,
about.
All the stuff.
Travis, did you watch the Golden Globes?
I didn't watch the Golden Globes. I have no use for those award shows. They make me angry.
Why do they make you angry?
I don't know.
Is it just because it's a bunch of rich people congratulating each other?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a bunch of well-off people who are celebrating their craft instead of going to a 9-to-5 job and punching a clock and being miserable about their place in life.
And then they go up and give like their self-important speeches.
Yep. I want to thank my agent and my manager. They all get 10%, but I'm still doing just fine.
The fella that I think he won best dramatic actor in a dramatic role. He won for playing Stephen Hawking. And, like, he went up there and, like, was talking about, like, how difficult it was to play Stephen Hawking and, like, what a journey it was. I'd be like, Stephen Hawking's, like, still alive. Let's go get Stephen Hawking. And let's, like, say, dude, you did some neat shit. Good job. But we're watching this guy that pretended to be Stephen Hawking and, like, talking about how, like, brave he was for pretending to be Stephen Hawking.
Good job, actor.
You did such a good job, man. It was so brave of you.
Thanks for adding to the world.
There was a whole bunch of controversies on the Twitters. Apparently, Jeremy Renner made a comment about Jennifer Lopez's boobs.
What's wrong with them?
They presented together, and he was fumbling with the envelope. And she said, oh, give me that. I have nails. And he kind of gave a little look over at her chest. And he goes, yeah, got the globes, too. I mean, which is like a 2.5 men, like, shitty sitcom joke, right? I mean, it's a terrible, silly joke.
Yeah.
But
Mike and Molly, Big Bang Theory.
It's this big fucking hullabaloo on Twitter. Everybody's, oh my God, Jeremy Renner is such a, you know, sexist pig for saying this about
fucking misogyny. Jennifer, rampant on
you should have seen her boobs, man. They were like all the way out. She had a song a couple weeks ago on the MTV about her booty. It's just raise your hands if you got a big booty. And you think she's bummed out that he said she has a nice set of cans?
No.
You think Jennifer Lopez is going, oh, God, I was objectified.
Mike,
besides,
it doesn't matter what she's wearing. She's not asking for it.
Jeremy Renner.
She's based a career on the fact that everybody's talked about her ass before Kim Kardashian came around. You know what I mean?
Jeremy Renner,
she probably loves it.
He's a homosexual anyway, isn't he? Isn't Jeremy Renner?
I think he has sex with ladies.
There's rumors.
Is there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe that was like staged. Maybe that was like part of his like, you know, counter defense.
Look, everybody, I like boobs.
I think he's like the Kevin Spacey type. You know, like he brings his moms to the premieres and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think he's one of them.
Makes sense.
I mean. All the more power to him. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I mean, I think that especially Jeremy Renner probably can't be accused of objectifying people because he's a gay.
Yeah, you know, like
allegedly.
Certain people can't be racist.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
That leads me into a lot of people can't be racist. Did you see the thing in Iowa? There was a Beat Whitey night at the state fair.
Thumbs up.
There was a big group of the African Americans that went to the Iowa State Fair, and they were walking around, and they were all yelling, "Ooh, it's Beat Whitey night!" And
was that an opponent's team or something? Or?
No. And apparently, they were just picking random white people and beating them. And the police are investigating whether the attacks were racially motivated. They're not sure yet.
So they got to bring in their crack team to decide if that was a racial move.
I mean, they're you know, pumping the pavement and they're asking the necessary questions just to find out. I mean, if there was, you know, racial bias in the random attacks that, you know, they came about.
I certainly hope that they bring in some federal officials in there to help them with that case, because it seems like it's going to take a long time to figure out what was the motivation behind those beatings.
No, they brought their white friend along. It's cool.
The federal officials.
That leads me, like, you know how angry I was about that Hillary Swank commercial, the No More, where she just cries, you know, and says nothing except, okay, give me a minute, and it's all about the domestic violence. I found another
I feel like maybe they should have done a take two on that one.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, right? Like, that's all wasted.
All right, Hillary, compose yourself a little bit here. I mean, yeah. The tears are good. But, I mean, maybe get out some of the words.
You're overselling it. Right. You know, a little bit. Didn't you win an Academy Award? Come on. You know, but maybe they don't have much money in the budget and they didn't want to waste the film.
There's a whole new ad campaign playing in the background.
And it's for an actual service/product that they're advertising that makes me very, very angry.
What's the product?
Let me ask you, if we wanted to make a mint, and we could, we couldn't be shut down. But if we started a dating site, a la Farmers Only, you know, a la OkCupid, any of those.
Our new one, Podcasters.
Yeah, Podcasters. So what if we decided to offshoot that, and besides just Podcasters, we also did whitepeopleonly.com?
I like that.
Do you think that would fly, though? Like, you'd be lambasted across the entire internet. It's racist.
Oh, yeah, totally. But there's a Black People Only one, isn't there?
Black People Meet. BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Maybe it's
completely okay. That's fine.
I remember when there used to be Blockbuster Videos. When I went into the Blockbuster Videos, when you leave Blockbuster Video, there was a publication that was posted outside all Blockbuster Videos and other places. But I just remember specifically they were at Blockbuster Videos. It was called the Black Pages. It was like the Yellow Pages. It was only for black-owned businesses, so that you could, you know, go out and stimulate the economy at black-owned places.
Do they still have that?
I imagine they still do, but...
I have an idea.
What's that?
Here's how we make a
show. You can't make the white pages. That already exists. That's for residential people.
Well... My business plan is what we do. This business only employs atheists. And what we do is we get all of those church-going folks, you know, that really believe that there's going to be a Jesus coming down and a rapture. And what we do is you pay us $10 a month. When the rapture happens, we go to your house and we feed your pets. And we find any of your heathen kids, and then we say, this is your house now.
Okay, so once the rapture happens and all of them are gone, and, like, we're still here.
And all of their pets.
We just tend to your pets.
We tend to your pets.
And you're just, like, paying us a retainer.
Yeah, and if you have any heathen kids, we'll find them.
Do the pets not
go? No, pets don't go to heaven.
Why not? If a pet lives in, like, a Christian household, wouldn't the pet go with you?
No, they're dirty.
Nonsense. All dogs go to heaven.
No, that's not true. Dogs can't repent.
Hello. Like,
you know when Sparky...
We need a rim shot. That's what we need on this show, Napier, is sound effects.
No, that is not something we need on this show.
We need sound effects, Travis. Travis, I need sound effects. I need a rim shot. You're going to be sound effects guy. No?
I'm just saying it's hacky.
We need to employ a Michael Winslow type. Napier needs to learn how to do it with his mouth.
But it's...
That's all right. I mean, it wasn't bad. I'll make it. Yeah.
No, I hate sound effects.
Keep going with what you're going on.
So that's what we do. We just take in.
That's actually not a bad idea. I like that.
An introductory rate, $5 a month.
$5 a month. And you don't have to do anything.
Nope.
It's just in case shit happens. It's like insurance.
Yeah. But, you know, if shit don't happen, you don't get your money back.
Right.
I mean, if you die and there's no rapture... I mean, that was just your insurance.
When I worked at the storage place, there was a guy that came in every month. Every month, he paid me $980-something for storage.
Jesus Christ.
He had like three 10x30s and then like a climate-controlled 10x20s. And he was just saving supplies and canned goods and tactical gear and stuff like that for in case the end of the world happened. In case the end of the world happened, he wanted to be prepared. So every month he paid for all these storage units so that, you know, he had it all ready. Now the question, first of all, if the end of the world happened, I'd go steal his shit.
Exactly.
Because I know where it is.
And you got all the keys, don't you?
Right.
Or at least bolt cutters.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I lived there. So, like, I'd just go outside and steal his shit. And I mean, like, you know, he's got crossbows and stuff. He's got all kinds of shit. What's he doesn't have his shit. It's at where I got it. So I'm going to have his shit and I'm going to keep him away from it. It's the end of the world. All the bets are off. And second of all, if you spent close to $1,000 every month for the end of the world to happen,
I don't think I have that.
And then you just died of old age? How pissed would you be?
Not well, I mean, a little pissed off I didn't spend that on blowjobs.
Right. Think of all the blowjobs $1,000 a month could buy you. At least, what's the going rate, Travis? How much does a blowjob cost from like a, I mean like a typical streetwalker? You roll down the window.
No. Okay. You're spending good money here. You could get something a little classier.
I don't even know how much it would cost. How much does it cost to get like your dick sucked by just like the common gal on the street who sucks dicks for money? I wouldn't even know what number to suggest. I mean,
if that's her actual working, if that's how she actually makes her living, you know, and she can pump out, you know, 20 of them in a night, she probably only charges, I don't know, $7,500 probably, you think?
No, way less.
75 to 100? See, now I'm thinking that's like low. I'm thinking, I would have thought that it would have been like $200 or $300.
No, something classy, not like a Craigslist hookup.
Huh?
No, we're going to go classy, Craigslist hookup.
A Craigslist hookup, you $75 to $100?
Yeah, I'm thinking $300 blowjobs.
See, now I'm thinking like, you know, how much like, I guess I'm thinking like how much like I would charge to like suck a dick.
But you're not a lady.
Like currently?
Okay, how much would you pay, how much would you charge to lick some puss?
I mean like, just like my going rate for licking any puss.
Yeah, but it's got to be, you know, clean puss, nice puss.
I mean,
puss.
Like, I would have to advertise this price, and whoever comes, I would have to honor that.
Yeah, but you got standards. You got, like, you can't be dirty.
If a good-looking gal shows up, and she's like, you know, hey, will you lick my puss for less than your going rate? And I'm like, you know what? I like what you're bringing to the table, and so I'll give you a discount because I'm...
No, you're running a business here. This ain't a charity.
Okay, so we're talking like I'd have to do it.
Yeah, this is your business. This is your breadwinner. You're bringing in meat and potatoes. I'm with
like,
this money.
This is my source of income.
Yes.
So I have
as
to
a
be
small business. As a small business owner, though, you have every right to refuse service.
Yeah.
Or lower prices at a whim.
I have to do this to like this is how I eat. This is my job. It's not like Mike today has a job. Somebody offers him X amount of money to do a thing.
Yeah, this is you get up 10 o'clock in the morning every day, wait for your customers to come in to get their lunch snizzdiddle on.
I mean, $150.
$150 a snizzdiddle?
Sure. I mean, that sounds right?
I'd probably go lower. You know, if you want to compete in a saturated market, you gotta
there's
have
a saturated
prices.
Market for puss.
Mike
snacking?
Snizzdiddle Incorporated?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
don't
this
incorporate.
Is,
go LLC.
This is your income. What you got to be classy. You got to, you know, get your shave on. Get your alphabet
don't,
going.
Don't gals kind of like the scruff?
Yeah, but not all over.
That's a good thing, right?
No, it's got to be in a design or a pattern. You shave yourself a little bit.
Give myself a little flames on my cheeks?
Yeah, get you some Tony Stark action going on. Now you can charge $300 a snizzdiddle.
Or you go full beard and then you can charge to like have people sponsor. You know, it's like your race car, but it's your tongue. That's your deal.
I'd be so pissed off if my wife every night said, "Why can't we ever eat salmon?" I'm like, "No, I already had some today."
Salmon? Fish. No, that's the way you do it.
Fish.
You don't do your hands. No. The hands that...
No, I hate sound effects, so I'm doing it.
This is audio. Nobody even knows what you did with your hands. You got to do the sound.
No, I hate sound effects, so I'm doing...
Doo-doo-ts.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting that sound. I'm going to play it like through the whole show. Like every quick little zinger is getting a rim shot.
Oh, great. That's going to be really exciting. 400 times a show.
Mike, would you have your menus printed up and all laminated nice so you don't get stuff on them?
There's one sheet, front and back.
Yeah, but do you...
It's not going to be a fold. It's not going to be a turn it over. It's going to be one sheet.
How about bound in leather like a fancy restaurant of getting your sniz diddled?
And one laminated sheet full of specials, like Monday special, Tuesday special.
That justifies 50 extra bucks right there. That's experience. That's what you're getting.
Guys, we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, taking a little breaky-poo. Thanks for sticking with us.
Donkey sex.
Donkey sex.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
This is Strange Times.
Hello, Internet Radio, you bunch of fucking cunts.
You guys are a bunch of stupid pricks.
I'm sorry.
That's nice.
My drugs won't come up for another 3 minutes.
Yeah, basically, the people who run it are cunts.
He's had some fucking massive tumor on his head.
Sorry, did you say she won't shave her clown?
Yeah, hairy cunts.
Anyone told a stiffy joke yet?
No, I haven't found any vibrators lately.
Message in the chat room from Sam. Fuck you. Sorry, love, I don't do charity work anymore.
You can find Strange Times at www.strangetimeshow.com or on Twitter with @StrangeTShow.
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh my god, we love the Furnacast. Dan Furnacast, oh he's so awesome. Oh Dan's so cool. Oh Dan's so awesome. Punk rock podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Furnacast, live Monday at 8/7 Central on RadioFubar.com. Available on Stitcher and iTunes.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, 309-740-1430 to get a hold of the show, or WFO Dicks on Skype. You know, back in the day, it was some garbage. You remember Garbage?
The band?
The band Garbage. I used to have a poster.
He's only happy when it rains.
I had a poster that brought up on the wall. I was way into the Garbage chick. You know, she every video she found a way to like sneak a little underwear shot at you.
Certainly did.
Goddamn tease.
Shirley Manson out of Madison, Wisconsin, baby.
She was not from Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, they are.
She had...
Shirley Manson has, like, one of the thickest Irish accents you've ever heard in your life.
The band was. Let me look it up.
But what I'm getting at is when you hear her sing, you would never even know that she was a foreign gal. And like you too, when you hear Bono sing, you can't tell that Bono has an accent. And I think it's, don't you think it's kind of weird that, like, I mean, I know that, you know, the Brits and the Australians and stuff, they hide their accents to, you know, do American parts and stuff. But do singers do that too? Do
yes.
they try to sound American? Like, do they sing with an American accent, or is that just like a natural
no,
occurrence?
No, they actually do that.
Absolutely. Just like people who sing country music try to country their voice up.
Put a little twang on it.
Madison, Wisconsin in 1993.
But Shirley Manson's Irish broad.
She might be.
That's
Band's
possible.
Not.
But yeah,
she's,
I mean...
She's Scottish.
Scottish or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, like Adele... Like, have you ever heard Adele's speaking voice?
Nope.
I mean, Adele sounds like the weirdest gutter broad you'd find in, like, a pub in, like, the nasty... She sounds like she's from the movie Snatch. I pulled a clip, and Travis won't hear it, but I pulled a clip of Adele's speaking voice. I mean, she has, like, this beautiful singing voice... And she sounds like a soulful black woman. But, like, you hear her speaking voice, and she...
Saw this woman pass out in the crowd. This old lady. No offence, but she was 60. That's old, I think.
Ugh. This is Adele's speaking voice.
She fainted, so they're bringing her out to the side, and then she started pissing herself.
Oh!
You know, there's
one attractive of shows. UK she was off like... her face. It was brilliant.
It just seems whenever you hear her talk, it looks like she's like chewing gum and.
Oh, it's like Amy Winehouse was the same way. You listen to Amy Winehouse and you would have no idea that she sounded like she just fell off the back of a garbage truck.
It looks like I'm scratching my cunt, you know.
I went for some fish and chips.
Hey, it's me, Adele. That's the best kind of impression is when you tell people who you are. Hey, a bunch of cunts. It's me, Adele. Right?
I'm going to sing all my favorite songs half pissed.
Let's go grab a pint and sing some karaoke. Well, I the guy from Oasis.
Thousand voices.
Yeah, that's right. All of my voices sound, you know, completely different from each other. I should make like one of those Eddie Murphy movies where like I play all the parts.
Can I play Freddie
we
Mercury?
We need to come up with that movie. Like, that sounds fucking amazing.
You know, like Fat Mike and play... an Italian Mike and...
Hercules.
Like, blackface barber Mike, like he did in Coming to America, where he was the white-face old man Jewish barber.
There you go. We got an idea, Napier. This isn't a segue at all. I'm just changing topics.
Oh, fair enough.
Me and Travis were talking earlier. I saw a preview. They got another one of those shows coming out where, like, you know, there's a guy who's like helping the FBI, who has nothing to do with like the FBI, and like the FBI people, they probably go through a lot of training, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
there's probably a lot of training involved with being in the FBI. I don't think like you could just like apply to be in the FBI like, you know, from your McDonald's job, and they say, oh, you seem like you're smart.
Well, I'm sure.
We'll just hook you up with an FBI job.
I'm
sure
you can.
It's not the police department. It's not like they're just going to let anybody in.
But no, like there's the 100 of these shows where like, you know, the FBI, they hire like a consultant, like because he writes books about crime, like he writes crime books, like, you know, so we got to hire this guy. He's going to be our consultant. He's going to follow around and solve cases because, you know, he wrote books about, you know, fictional serial killers. So obviously he knows shit about fictional serial killers, right?
No, government agencies do that all the time. They like, just don't bring them with them to, you know, crime
like,
scenes.
It's like the Mentalist. That guy's a magician. Now they hired him. They're like, hey, this guy does magic tricks. We're going to bring him with us. He's going to help us solve crimes.
Well, they might hire them, but they don't like bring them anywhere. They like sit him down in an office and, you know, show him photos, and they're like, oh, yeah, this, yeah, that probably happened. And then
it's
the guy
the glorified
gets a paycheck.
Television version where they hire a guy who was a poker player, and he was really good at reading tells, so now he just, like, hangs out with the quirky yet really serious female FBI agent trying to solve all of the crime. Brought him in for one crime. Now they can't get rid of him, so now he's here for all of the crime.
White collar and the blacklist, they're both criminals, so they hire them to consult the FBI to catch criminals, because if you catch criminals because you think like a criminal.
Like Silence of the Lambs.
And Monk, you remember Monk?
Yeah.
The guy had like obsessive compulsive disorder, and so they kicked him out of the police department. But then they just hired him as a consultant, and then he just did all the police work anyway. But they wouldn't let him back into the police force, even though he was the one solving all the crimes, and they just like brought him along, and he did all the things. But you know, he wasn't supposed to be in the police force, so they just hired him to come do the police work anyway.
Well, they probably thought that he was like a liability, like one day they'd find him wearing a whole bunch of people's skin. And like, no, he doesn't. He's a contractor. He doesn't actually work here. We just paid him to, you know, come around every so often. He doesn't work here.
So the working title for me and Travis's new NBC drama is a really smart guy who helps the FBI solve crimes.
Cool.
Las Vegas.
What's your amazing power?
What did we decide on, Travis?
I think we decided that our FBI consultant is a garbage man because he's been working for the waste disposal for, I think, what do you think, like 15, 20 years?
He's been working there for a long time. I think we get like an elderly, like a Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
We get like a Forrest Whitaker, like, you know.
It can't go too crazy, though, because you want your consultant to end up being like a love interest of the straight-edged FBI lady.
What if he has like a younger son? And like he brings his younger son, and then the younger son can be the romantic interest.
Because he's trying to be law enforcement, but can't get through the academy, and his dad is now a consultant because he was a garbage man.
Right. And so, like, you know, there's kind of like a back and forth, you know, like he's kind of bitter about it. But, like, you know, in a playful way.
Oh, yeah, his is a playful way, but everybody on in the actual FBI can't stand him because they went through years of training, like you said, to be FBI agents, and here's this garbage man still wearing his garbage uniform coming on crime scenes with them to solve. And he solves them, like, really quick. You know, he looks
right,
the
just,
top
he
of the...
just roots through the garbage at the at the scene of the crime, and he can tell a lot about a person just by their garbage.
Yeah, but he's got to have one of those flaws that comes up every episode.
Oh, like he has a tic?
Yeah, like he doesn't like Puerto Ricans.
But in a playful way.
Yeah, like he...
No, I think he should be like a really, like, serious alcoholic.
Hey, well, there you go.
There you go.
Like life-destroying alcoholism. He just shows up every day, you know, pissed out of his mind. He has no idea what's going on. Roots through shit. Hey, I got your Puerto Rican drug lord right here. And it's, you know, a bunch of, you know, methamphetamines.
Is that real? What Scrambler put in the chat? Alabama Worley and Dawson Creek guy are going to be on a new CSI? That can't be real, right? Is that the Arquette broad?
Oh, my God, it is. It is very real. Patricia Arquette
and Dawson's
guy.
Creek? Are going to be on the new CSI?
There was a black guy in Dawson's Creek? I thought that was completely whitewashed.
I don't see Dawson's... I see him in the background!
Oh, there he is!
Oh, this is exciting. There's going to be a new CSI with Dawson and the Arquette broad.
Do you
the
think it's going to be like...
Elm Street Part 3. Dream Warriors.
That's exciting.
How many
CSIs are there now? Is there four?
Four or five.
I think they said they're like canceling the original ones.
Well, the Miami one is gone, I think.
And yeah, New York hasn't been around for a long time.
New York is gone with the Lieutenant Dan. That one's gone.
Yep,
so now Lieutenant is there just one CSI?
You ain't got no show, Lieutenant Dan. You know what I mean?
that's when you do the hi-hat. Do it.
Rim shot.
But
it's the fucking rim
there
shot.
There you go. You just got to be automatic with that. I shouldn't just have to yell it out. Get on it. That's your thing. You're hi-hat guy. I'm getting you a button. I'm getting you a hi-hat
that's your,
button.
That's your deal now on this show.
We're going to make you drunk hi-hat guy.
You're juice box guy and hi-hat guy.
How long do you think in that cyber show does it take for them to have, like, a hacker guy and you just see him hacking away at some file and he's busily typing nothingness into his keyboard?
First episode, immediately.
Just... Yeah, I gotta get the back door!
Oh, guys, I got it. It's coming up.
Hold on. Let's do it again. Hold on. Let's do it for real this time. Travis, you got some of your lines ready?
Not for cyber.
All right.
Guys, I need to concentrate. I need to find the back door before their security system figures out that I'm here.
Oh my god, it looks like they're closing the wall. You need to go faster. Workaround. Find the workaround.
You have 20 seconds.
Oh god, do it! Do a trace route! Do a trace route!
Nope. We need 15 more seconds or we're not going to be able to pull it down.
I'm going to have to route all the data around Shanghai. Hold on!
No, it's coming in through Los Angeles. He's rerouted it. Find it. You got to
guys,
it down.
Guys, everything...
You got 10 seconds.
It's moving too fast! They're going to find me!
He said the bomb is going to go off in the subway. You got to get it.
5, 4, 3.
Oh.
You got it.
Ding! That's the sound that it makes when you log into their mainframe.
It just dings.
You have made what? It into the mainframe.
You
the
have mail.
Okay, guys, I'm going to log out now.
Goodbye.
All right, Travis, we got to do the trailer for really smart
in
guy who helps the FBI solve crimes.
Overtaken by crime, the FBI themselves cannot handle what has been put on their plate. Enter Josh McCullen, 15-year waste management veteran.
You can't do that quirky, unorthodox thing. This is a crime scene.
Well, it looks like from this takeout container on the top of the garbage that she had chicken with ginger sauce. And by tasting underneath her fingernails, I can guarantee you that she didn't cook this, and it's only 4 hours old. So we need to find the takeout receipt, because either she ordered delivery, or somebody brought it to her.
Sir, you need to play by the rules!
There are no rules. This is murder.
Hey, you guys can't come in here. Do you have a warrant?
We don't need no warrants. We're trash men.
The only NBC presents on their Thursday night lineup. Really smart guy who helps the FBI solve crimes.
Tonight,
hey man,
I'm taking out the trash of justice.
Good. We did good, guys.
Can Travis be the Scott Bakula character that's all serious and shit? And he's the captain.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be the captain? You're going to be the straight man?
I can be the straight man.
And the quirky garbage man.
Yep, I'll have to be like his assigned FBI agent's boss, though. You know what I mean? Because it has to be a lady. He's got to be assigned to a lady who is just always frustrated with him. You know what I mean?
And mildly menopausal. Like constantly
wants... Oh, absolutely.
But still kind of hot.
Yeah.
She's three-quarters bitch, but the three-quarters bitch makes her 40% hotter than she actually is.
Right.
Like really,
bitch to a point where she's still kind of hot because she's a bitch.
Like you could
like,
give her angry
like
sex.
Not the point of no return.
Yeah, like, you could see an angry fuck coming on. Like, she just gets all angry and shit while you're pounding her sniz.
Well, that's the thing, because they're going to break her down in one of the first season episodes where they finally get her to have some cocktails at the FBI bar, or the garbage man bar would be better. And she finally has some cocktails and lets her hair down and almost gets to the point where she makes out with our garbage man guy, but he realizes that's not a good idea because his FBI wannabe son wants to get in those pants and into that department.
Yeah, but he has to work at his dad's trash truck business, so he's just always in overalls all the time, like, one day, Dad, you'll see.
And then he takes a sip of his flask and he says, bullshit. I raised you. There's nothing there.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of our little things that I had written down that we didn't... I wanted to point out in the Hollywood Fantasy League that nobody took Taken 3, but it did have a 26% Metacritic. Made $39 million, which was like the second or third highest grossing January movie release ever. But the 26% Metacritic probably won't do it any favors. Probably so, still score better than some people something.
So who had The Hobbit?
Lotus Cast.
Congratulations, Lotus Cast.
Well, there's still a lot of game to be played.
We still got American Sniper, baby.
Right, yeah, that comes out next week, I think. Although it did leak on the internet. I already saw it. It was pretty good.
It's good?
Yeah, it's good.
I want to see it in the theater. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good flick.
Does the grizzled old guy cry for no damn reason? Like when
old
he's talking?
Guy?
Yeah, the guy the movie's about.
No, he died.
Well, I thought there was like a scene where he's talking to his wife.
Spoiler alert, it's based on a real guy, but
he's dead.
Yeah,
he's,
no, he didn't get old. He died.
Yeah, he's super dead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's dead now.
How'd he die in the movie?
How he died in real life. I mean, you know, it's a true story.
He died taking his friend out to the shooting range?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't his friend. Some guy he was trying to help. Like a vet.
Like a guy that wanted to get better.
Yeah, like, you know, they went to, like, the shooting range, like, you know, to like, do therapy.
Well, the Scrambler, he said if you don't cry, or at least tear up during American Sniper, you are as soulless as P-Rock. I can tell you the goddamn commercials for that fucking movie make me, like, super teary-eyed. Like, when he's, like, in there talking to his wife who's about to have a kid.
I didn't cry, but it is a powerful movie, except for the fake baby. The way which Matt pointed out to me, Matt from the Lotus Cast pointed out to me, and I went back and looked. If you look when he's holding the baby, that's a way fake baby. That's that's like a rubber baby.
It's not like a CGI baby though. Like I saw videos.
It might
of that
be
Twilight
CGI,
baby.
But it certainly ain't a real baby. That's fake baby. Actually, they show it for like a second in the preview. So if you don't want to see the movie, you just want to, you know, watch the preview. I think you can see the fake baby in the preview. And every time I see it, I yell, "Fake baby!" Like I was watching football the other day, and every time the preview came on TV, I was like, "Fake baby! Fake baby!"
Mike, you should go to opening night and start yelling that in the theater.
I mean, you could find a real baby that would stand still, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to have fake babies in movies anymore.
No, you just feed them a little whiskey.
Anymore? They never had fake babies, really. Look at the fucking Olsen twins. They were, like, super small. You know what I mean? They held them when they were baby babies, or at least fake Olsen
baby,
twins.
Baby, baby.
Apparently they used a shit ton of fake babies in that Baby's Day Out.
Oh, like when they bounced them off cars and stuff?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just like Milo and Otis, where they went through a lot of babies, like they died while filming. Like they used a lot of dogs and cats for Milo and Otis, and they used a lot of babies for Baby's Day Out, because they lost them.
Well, you guys want to do rapid fire on the rest of my shitty material for this week?
Go!
Go!
The thing in France with the terrorists that killed the cartoonists.
Oh, did they ever find that woman?
Those are humorless people, and I think we just need to eradicate them. They have no joy. What's the point?
Aren't they all dead?
I mean that
as a whole.
As a
whole. Group as a whole.
I mean, like, if you have a preschool, right?
Yeah.
You have a preschool, and everybody, I mean, for the most part, gets along. There's spats here and there. But there's a preschool, and there's one kid that comes in every Wednesday and pins down one of the kids and shits in his mouth. I mean, at some point, you got to tell that kid to go to a different preschool, right?
Well, what kind of preschool is this?
We just need to... I mean, like, what joy do they have? I mean, like, what are we preserving? Like, we just need to get rid of them, right?
Yep.
Fence them off.
Like, every life is precious.
It's not. There's many, many, many lives, and the majority of them are not precious.
Very disposable,
I mean, like,
lives. There's 3 billion people.
See a cartoon in a newspaper, and that makes you want to go kill the person who drew the cartoon, We have no use for you here. This is a civilized world. We just need to get rid of you. You need to go. I mean, like, you write a letter to the editor if you're upset. You write a letter and you say, this is bullshit. You guys shouldn't do it. You're going to hell. I don't condone what you did. You don't show up with an AK and shoot everybody. You don't do it. We just need, we need to put all those people on an island, and then we need to sink that island.
And then we need to put all the people who actually write a letter to the editor on a different island, and we need to leave them there, too, because if you're that angry about something somebody wrote, you should just finish yourself, too. You know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? Does they really impact your life in a negative way? If you don't like what you read, don't read it anymore.
Right.
And if you need to write an email, write the email and fucking delete it, and then go fucking jump off a bridge.
Mike. Travis.
Yes? It's
supposed to be rapid fire.
Every person on this planet is a beautiful song that must be listened to be enjoyed.
I listened to an episode of the Mallard Report where he had a guy on who was talking about if professional sports are fixed.
Yeah.
And their his examples were pretty dumb. They were like, why does Tom Brady win all the time? And, you know, like that. I mean, there's probably some, you know, hard evidence that you could throw out. And apparently he's written a couple of books. Maybe his books have more evidence. But the recent last couple of weeks with the NFL and like the kind of shady calls at the end of the game that's kind of completely changed the outcome of the game, there might be something to it. I'm not saying that I'm a conspiracy theorist and I think that games are rigged, but I mean, if you look at some of the stuff that's gone on the last couple of weeks, I think, you know, if somebody were to investigate that, there might be something to investigate there.
Exactly, like how all the Canadian NHL teams are winners.
They're better hockey players.
Of course, go to WFODicks.com. That is where all of our back episodes are, some of our bits. We also now have an advertisements page that you can go to. Click through some of the links.
What are some of the sponsors that we got? I think we got
we have
Vape Life.
Four sponsors now. We have two vape places that sell vape stuff.
That should be in your line of interest, Napier.
There's a t-shirt place that you can Busted Tees, I think. So if you shop at Busted Tees, you know, click through the thing first. And AdamandEve.com is a new
AdamandEve.com
of WFODicks.com. So
what's in
and that wasn't like a thing. I went down a big list of like 300 places that had affiliate programs, and I clicked all of them, and they were just one of the first four that accepted.
So if you need to buy bulk condoms or sex toys or things to lube up this or lube up that.
That's right. You need to lube something of yours, yeah. Like, or you need to get a big butt dildo or something, click through.
You
want to
put things in yourself or put things into your lady or put things into your man. AdamandEve.com, but make sure to go to WFODicks.com. Right.
I don't particularly see us being big, hey, go buy all our stuff, guys, but it's a thing on our site, so if you want to help us out, great. And next month, February, is going to be podcast month.
I'm excited for podcast month.
Me and Travis have decided that in February we are going to have a podcast guest every week. And spread the love. We're going to try to be guests on other shows. I'm going to try to get you and Drunk involved. We're going to try to be guests on as many shows as possible. Podcast month, Napier.
What kind of shows will we experience?
Any show who wants to have one of us as a guest, WFODshow@gmail.com.
Yep, and if you want to be on the show.
If you want to be on the show, let us know. Yeah, if you're listening,
that mean
you
we
have
haven't...
a podcast.
Does that mean we haven't planned this out?
We just thought of it today. But look forward to it. It's going to be a thing. Podcast month.
If you have a comic book show and you'd like to have me on, I'd like to talk comic books with you.
If you have a video game show, Napier will be on it.
And My Little Pony as well.
Yeah, if you have a My Little Pony podcast, then Napier will be on your My Little
Pony.
If
you have a Sangria podcast, Mike would love to discuss it with you.
I'm going to go on Unfit for FM and talk about how much better they are than us.
You should go on Unfit for FM if they'll have you. I don't think they do Skype guests, but maybe they'll make an exception for our big February push. Podcast month.
WFOD presents.
We're going to present
I've
the biggest...
I've already booked a guest spot on Not Safe for Water Coolers in February.
Excellent. Well, tell Anchor that I'll be on Unfit.
Okay, Napier, so we have two already, Travis.
That's perfect.
But they can't talk smack about Mike. He's my baby mama.
Ooh.
Do no they press talk, is bad press, baby.
Do they still talk smack about me? They well, call me names?
Why? Is that important?
It might hurt my
feelings. Do you think the Lotus cast would fly me out to be in studio?
I don't know.
You should ask him.
Travis, we should go on the Lotus cast.
Let's go on the Lotus cast.
I wonder if they'll make an exception and have us on for like a half hour of Harvey's headlines. You could sing a Harvey's headlines song, Travis.
They should come to Madison Comic Con where I'll be to interview some kind of crazy guest that's going to be there, and then I could also be on that episode of that show.
Isn't the Lotus cast a little highbrow for us?
They just had a weird cam girl.
They're on
there.
Pornhub now. He sent me the link last night. He was really excited. They had like some cam bitch. I'm going to cut that. That's just rude.
There was
a cam whore that was on the show, and she was simulcasting on her cam site, and she was dildoing her butthole while they were interviewing her, and somebody cut that and put it on the internet. So like you can go to Pornhub and probably search for the Lotus cast, and you can watch a chick butt dildoing herself while they're asking her questions.
See, that's way more highbrow than
what we would do with porn stars if we had them on. I never thought about having them just do themselves while we enter. That's fucking great.
I don't think that would be great. I think it would be dumb.
I fucking love it.
I don't know. Like, I mean, they do it, and they're. I mean, when they have porn stars, a lot of times it's entertaining. I don't think that it would be fun. I don't think I would have anything. I don't have anything to ask them. I mean, that might be sexist to say that I don't have anything to speak to a porn star about, but I just don't.
You could just ask her like how big the dildo is and shit. You know what I mean?
Be like, how big is the dildo you're about to put in your butt?
Did you lick it before you put it inside of yourself? You know what I mean? It could just be 10 minutes of you talking like that. And then, thanks for being on. Do you have anything to promote?
When you're receiving anal, does it feel like pooping?
How was college?
Doo-doo-tsh.
Do you think porn stars practice in college? You know, like the football team, they practice for the NFL. Do you think the cam whores practice, you know, with the football team?
Go ahead.
Like next week, I think we're having a band on. I've been talking to them. I think next week we're going to have a guest, a band. And I mean, like immediately when I talked to them, I thought of like five questions I wanted to ask them. But like with a pornography actress, I mean, I'm interested in their work, sure, but I can't think of one thing that I have any interest in talking to them about.
What are
the
hours like?
I would ask her about there was a porn gal close to my, I think she was in Minnesota, she's from Wisconsin. Last year or a couple of years ago, she was in a porn, and then it was found out at her college campus that she was in pornography, and she ended up killing herself. I would ask about that, the social pressures of, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, what we would ask the chick who killed herself. And I was to say, yeah, we probably can't get her, Travis.
Oh, I've asked her a bunch of stuff while I watched the video.
What are your hours like? How are your working conditions? Do you have a boss that's always up your ass, too? Do-do-tsh. Telling you, dude, my manager is riding me hard this week.
And I like it.
That's a good time to end it, friends. I'm glad you could be on this journey with us through constant fuck-ups, stutters, ers, and uninteresting topics. I hope you join us again next week for more of the same.
I don't know if it's going to be the same. It might be a little worse.
Do you have Napier's advice for this week?
Don't call your lady a whore while you're plowing her, just because she wants you to talk dirty to her. She don't want you to talk that dirty.
Mike, did you learn anything from this week?
Wasn't that like that was wrapping it up? Now it's all awkward.
No, it's all now it's gonna start over.
Yeah.
Did I learn anything this week?
Yeah. Do you have any closing thoughts? You know, Springer's moments for the week.
I mean, not particularly. No. I mean, I thought it was okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was fine with it.
I mean, it wasn't like embarrassingly bad.
I really, you know, really do want the Lotus cast to come to Madison Wizard World Comic Con and
hang out with you.
Hang out with me. And
I don't think they will.
No, I'm sure they won't.
Do you think Unfit for FM has fucked up feeds? I don't.
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Maybe we should scroll up and see how many times Scrambler advertised the Red Show in chat tonight.
I only saw it once.
I have time for the Red Show. There's one.
There was something
mentioning
about
P-Rock. I'll count that as a half. One and a half.
Yep.
Mentioning P-Rock doesn't count.
You don't think? Okay. Back to one. Oh, shit.
Everything's fucked. Oh, God!
Exploding! Everybody take cover.
All right, guys. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next week.
If anybody has any suggestions for how I can make money, I need to recoup. I spent $175 on a comic book.
What comic book did you spend $175 on?
Graded Uncanny X-Men 266, first appearance of Gambit, hoping that it would do the same thing the Deadpool first appearance is doing right now, which, Mike, if you still have that, it's going for $1,000 or
$1,200.
Yeah.
New Mutants?
I have a... Yeah. First appearance of Harley Quinn, too, which was in a Batman Adventures 12. There has been copies of that have sold on eBay in the last week for $2,000. So.
Wow.
Well, you could do like 1,000 fat chicks for a dollar or, you know, a whole bunch of hot chicks. You could do them for 50 cents.
Wouldn't I have to? I'd have to pay them, right?
No, you got to sling the hog. No strings attached.
A little smoke? A little smoky?
Yeah. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend. Darren on the edge of the night. And he's gotta be good, and he's gotta be fast, and he's gotta be gone from the night. I need a hero!
It was the heat of the moment.
That's different.
Telling me what your heart meant. The heat of the moment shone in your eyes.
New feature on the website, guys. The weekly poll. Every week, we will have a poll for you to vote on.
Get on the Dick's weekly poll. And then
hopefully, we remember to talk about it during the show.
It'll have to be something to do with what Napier said, probably. It'll probably be some... Napier probably will say something and it will inspire something special for you to vote on.
Last week, the weekly poll, we posted it on Facebook and Twitter, I believe. The weekly poll was... Do you remember what it was? Oh, it was, does brushing your teeth make your morning beverages taste funny?
Inspired by a mic invention.
And... The results were that 65% of the people who voted said no, they do not
make
your morning beverages taste funny. So if you go to the website, you go to the extras section, there is the weekly poll where you can vote. This week's weekly poll will be what, Travis?
It will be what profession or job is most suited to be a consultant for the FBI, I think.
And some of the professions that people will be able to vote on, let's see, we made a list, let's see, garbage man, obviously.
Obviously, that's our favorite.
I think Travis said retail manager, Napier threw out pharmacy clerk, sous chef, sleazy hobo, a mortician, and a pizza guy.
Pizza Hut delivery man, have a drink if you're playing the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks drinking game.
Justify pizza guy for me, why he should be included on the list.
Because whenever your suspects are giving you the chase, you call up your pizza delivery guy, and he tells you the fastest route to get to the bad guy. Like, no, don't go down that corner, it's a dead end. Quick, lead him down Main Street. The traffic will be too bad this time of day. Don't go to that apartment complex. They don't tip. Guess who lives there?
Who lives there?
Cheap fuckers.
Okay. So, go vote.
I thought you were going to say Montezuma, the city's biggest drug dealer.
On the weekly poll, I guess. And, yeah.
Vote! Vote once, vote often.
What are we doing?
We're interacting with our fan. Attention, everybody, please get on our poll. Get on it once, get on it three times.
Doo-doo-tss.